This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Chala, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Shnei Noshim She'osu Shnei Kabin, V'nogu Zeh Bozeh, Afilu Heim Memin Echad, Peturim. If two women each made a kav of dough, which is less than the minimum amount to be obligated in challah, and their two batches touched, they are still exempt. Since they belong to two different people, they do not combine. Ubizman shehem shel isha achas, min b'minoi chayiv, v'shelo b'minoi potter. However, if both batches belong to the same person, and they are of the same type of grain, they combine to become obligated in challah. If they are of two different types of grain, they do not combine, therefore they would remain exempt. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Ezehu min b'minai, hachitim einan mitztarfin emakol, Ela im hakusmim. Some types of grain do combine with one another to reach the minimum amount. Wheat, for example, only combines with spelt. Hasa oivim mitztarfes emakol chutz min achitim. Barley combines with everything except for wheat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui oimer shar haminim mitztarfin ze em ze. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui said that spelt, oats, and rye combine with one another. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Shnei Kavim, V'Kav Oyres, O Kav Truma Boemtza, Einan mitztarfin. If there are two batches, each one Kav, and there's another batch of rice dough or truma dough between them, they do not combine since the batch in the middle that connects them is exempt. Dover shenitlo chal osay bo emsa mitzdarfin shekvar nischayev b'chala. If there is another batch between them from which chala has already been separated, they do combine. Since the batch in the middle was at one point obligated in challah, that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Kav Chodesh v'Kav Yashan, Shenoshchu Zeh Bozeh, v'Shmuel Omer Yitol Min Ha'emtza. If a Kav-sized batch from this year's grain gets stuck to a Kav-sized batch from last year's grain, they combine to become obligated in challah, but each one must have challah separated from it individually. Rabbi Yishmael said that the challah should be separated from the place where they touched, thereby taking some from each batch. V'chachomim oisrim. The chachomim forbade this and require instead taking challah separately from each batch, because they're concerned. People may think that challah may be taken from one for the other. Hanoitel challah min hakav, Rabbi Akiva Omer challah. If challah is separated from a kav-sized batch, which is smaller than the minimum required amount, Rabbi Akiva said that it is considered challah, in other words, l'mafreya, retroactively, after enough dough is added to the original batch to make it obligated. The Chachomim Oymrim Eina Chala, the Chachomim said that it is not, and that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Chala, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, Shnei Kavin, Shenitla Chalosoi, Shalzeh Bifnei Atzmoi, V'Shalzeh Bifnei Atzmoi, Chozo V'Ason Isa Achas, Rebbe Akiva Paiter. If challah is taken from two different calf-sized batches of dough, and then the two batches are combined, Rabbi Akiva said that they are exempt from challah, since the challah that he took from them separately is valid. V'chachomim mechayvin. The Chachomim said that the combined batch is now obligated. Nimtzo chumray kulay. It comes out, it turns out, that Rabbi Akiva stringency above became a leniency here. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Chala, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Noitil Adam Kedei Chala, Me'isa Shalo Horma Chalosai, La'asaisai B'tahara, Le'is Mafrish Aleh V'hoilech, Chalas Demai, Achetisrach. There's a special leniency that was made for dough that came from demai grains. So one may take a piece of tahor demai dough and set it aside as a permanent reserve to use for challah on other batches of tamei demai doughs until it rots. Shechalas demai nitelus min ha-tahor ala tamei v'shalo min ha-mukuf. This is permitted because for demai, one is allowed to separate challah from a tahor batch, even onto a tamei batch, and even if the two batches are distant from one another. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, Yisrael Shehaya Arisin Lenachrim B'Surya. Rebbe Eliezer Mechayev Perisayim B'Maisus U'B'Shvius. If produce is grown by Jewish sharecroppers on land owned by Goyim in Syria, which is partially like Eretz Yisrael, Reb Eliezer said it is obligated in tithes and Shemitah. Rabbi Gamliel Paiter. Rabbi Gamliel said it is exempt, since he holds that in Syria only Jewish-owned land is obligated. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer Shtei Chalos B'Surya. Rabbi Gamliel said that challah must be separated twice from dough made in Syria, the same as for anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael, as we will learn in the following Mishnah. Reb Eliezer Oimer, challah echas. Reb Eliezer said, only one challah is separated in Syria, since he considered Syria to be like Eretz Yisrael. Ochazu kulay shel Reb Gamliel, v'kulay shel Reb Eliezer. At first, people followed the leniency of Reb Gamliel to exempt Syrian produce from tithes and Shemitah, and the leniency of Reb Eliezer to separate challah only once. Chazru linay kedivre Reb Gamliel b'shtei drachim. Later on, they followed Reb Gamliel in both respects. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Reb Gamliel Oimer, Sholosh Artzos L'Challah. Reb Gamliel said that the laws of Challah are divided into three different districts. May Eretz Yisrael v'ad Kiziv, Challah Echath. Eretz Yisrael extends north up until Kiziv. So for dough made in that area, challah is separated only once and is given to a kayin to eat impurity. Mekiziv va'ad ha-nohar va'ad amana shtei chalois achas la'or va'achas la'kayin. From Kiziv east until the river and west until amana, two chalois are separated. The first is real challah, which is tameh and must be burnt. The second is fake challah, which is given to a kohen as a remembrance of the mitzvah to give challah to a kohen. Shel or yesh lo shir, v'shel kohen ein lo shir. The first one requires a set amount of challah, the second does not. Min ha-nohar v'ad amono v'lifnim shtei chalos, achas l'or v'achas l'kohen. From the river and Amona and onward, the first challah, which is burnt, does not require a set amount. The second challah, which is given to a kohen, requires a set amount. Shel or ein lo shir, v'shel kohen yesh lo shir, u'tful yayim oich lo. Even a kohen tful yayim, who just immersed in a mikvah that day, but did not wait until evening, may eat of it. Rabbi Yossi said that even a Tamei Kayen may eat it. va'asura la'zavim va'la'zavais la'nida va'la'yoledes, but not if there is zav, a zava, a nida or yoledes, they may not eat of it. V'ne'echolas imazor ala shulchan, a kayin may eat at the same table with a non-kayin and not be concerned that perhaps the non-kayin will eat it. V'nitenes l'kol kayin, it may be given to any kayin, even if he is not careful in the laws of purity. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Ve'elu nitanin l'kol kayin. Following things may be given to any kayin, even if he is not careful in the laws of purity. Ha'charamim. Charamim, we have to see Erchen and Perek Ches Mishnah Vav. Ve'habachayres, firstborn animals. Pidyon Haben. The pidyon haben money, pidyon petach hamor, pidyon of a firstborn donkey, v'hazeraya, the forearm of a slaughtered animal, v'alechayayim, the jaw of that slaughtered animal, v'hakeva, and as well as the stomach of that slaughtered animal, reishis hageiz, the first shearing of the sheep, v'shemen sreifa, truma oil that became tameh and must be burnt, v'kotchei hamigdash, korbanos offered in the beis hamigdash, Bahabikurim and Bikurim, the first fruit. Rebuda Iser Babikurim. Rebuda forbade giving Bikurim to such a Kayin since it is not actually offered on the Mizbeach. He cannot be trusted to maintain its purity. Karshine Truma, Rebbe Kiva Mater, the Chachamim Iserim. Rebbe Kiva permitted giving him vetch beans of Truma. And the Chachamim said that would be forbidden as well. And that's the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. Nitai ish tekoya hevi chalos mi beitar v'lo kiblu mimenu. Nitai of tekoya, name of a place, brought challah from beitar, also a name of a place that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. But when he offered it to the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, they did not accept it. Since it came from outside of Eretz Yisrael, it was considered Tomei and would have to be burnt. Anche Alexandria, Heviu Chaloseihen, Malaxandria, Velokiblu Mehem. Similarly, the people of Alexandria brought Chalo from Alexandria, but the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael did not accept it. Anche Har Tzvoyim, Heviu Bikureim, Mayhem. The people of Har Tzvoyim once brought their Bikurim before Shavuos, but the Kehanim did not accept them. The reason they didn't accept it is because it's written in the Torah that the festival of the harvest, which is Shavuos, the first of your handiwork which you planted in the field. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ben Antinus He'ela B'chayres Mibavel, V'lo Kiblu Mimenu. Ben Antinus brought firstborn animals from Babylon, but the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael did not accept them. Yosef HaKayin, Hevu Bikure Yayin V'shemen, V'lo Kiblu Mimenu. Yosef the Kayin brought Bikurim from wine and oil, but the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash did not accept them since he had not harvested the grapes and olives to be Bikurim. Avhu he'ela banav ubnei beisai, lasis pesach katan b'yushalayim, ve'ech ziruhu shalu yikava hadav v'chayva. He also brought his sons and his household to celebrate Pesach Sheni in Yushalayim, but the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash sent them back so that people would not think that he was obligated to do so, which he was not, since minors are obligated only in the first Pesach. Aristein hevi bikurov me a pamyo vekiblu memenu bemnesha amru hakoina besuya kekoina bepaver shibisholayim. Aristein brought bikurim from Apamya, which is in Syria, and the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash accepted them, since it was taught that that land bought in Syria is like land bought in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, That's the end of Mishnah Yer Aleph and the end of the Masechtas Chala. Hadron Aloch, Masechtas Chala.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.